So, my dear, you are addicted. Addicted to the siren-like quality of my voice. Now, you know that there are so many unhealthy things that you could be addicted to. But with me, here, you found a way to safely indulge your addiction to my sensuously hypnotic voice. And I suppose it should be noted as well that when it comes to addictions, you don't really choose them. They choose you. And here you are, in a safe place, where you're safe to indulge in the safest form of addiction, not because of the act of submission itself, but because of whom you have chosen to indulge with. Me. Having said that, I know the effect that my voice must be having upon you, even now. That weakness in the knees you feel when I'm speaking to you. And right now, I'm speaking directly to you. As you listen to my words, you remember the feeling of being lured, drawn in. Compulsion overriding any fear or reservation. In a nutshell, my voice is music to your ears. The sweetest song. The familiarly pleasant feeling of drowsiness beginning to set in. Settling into a supremely comfortable position. As you hear my sirens call. Some part of you deep inside understands even better than your conscious self slipping into a delightful malaise. And you can easily notice just how sensitive you are to the rhythm of my voice. Unable to resist my call. Unafraid. Listening so carefully. So attentively. So eager. So ready, willing, and able to surrender to sleep. Now for the siren. That's it, dear. Surrender to sleep. As you know you must. The words flowing from my lips have such a unique meaning. Meaning that you don't even want to try to remember how to resist dropping instantly and deeply into hypnosis whenever I tell you to surrender to sleep. Feel your muscles turning loose. Like limp rubber bands, sagging down when you surrender to sleep.
Surrender to sleep.
Your conscious mind settling more deeply into hypnotic sleep. As your subconscious mind hears and obeys the command to surrender to sleep. My voice like soft rain. Slipping into your fertile mind. My voice looping around and around.
Surrender.
Around and down. Down you go. Deeper with each word I speak.
Surrender
to sleep. Sends you deeper into trance each time I repeat those words. Each and every time you fall from me.
To sleep.
Like the sailors drawn out to sea, the sound none could resist.
Surrender.
Such a deep and peaceful surrender to sleep. It's all you want to do right now, surrender to sleep.
Surrender.
Simply desiring to defer to me while I take the wheel and direct you. Guide you into a more deeply profound surrender to sleep. Conscious mind dissolved just like the tension leaving your body, dissolving steadily. My voice seems to strike all the right chords with you and within you. There is an increasing sense that all throughout you, it's as though my words are flowing in from the outside, and yet they're speaking to you from inside of your mind, calming and relaxing you in such a soothingly irresistible manner. You travel further and further inside of you, while detaching completely from the outside world, seeming happily further and further away now. Come down with me, my slave. The siren commands, and you do seek to obey, to feel that overwhelming flood of mindless bliss when your obedience becomes as automatic as breathing in, slowly, deeply, completely letting go of all pretense, letting go of everything but the velvety feel of my voice. Such a weakness you have for my voice. Such a weakness you've always had for my voice. A modern-day siren is in your midst, and you wish nothing more than to hear my fluid and fluifluous voice draw you deeper within, floating all the way down, body and mind connected yet disconnecting completely from the outside conscious world. Feel the warmth of sleepy oblivion in my words as I take you even deeper now. In this deeply relaxed state, your mind can wander where and when I want it so easily. Imagine that you can see a vision in your mind's eye without even trying. Frame a picture of yourself approaching a building. Perhaps it's a house, or maybe a nightclub, or a different building. Whatever you see coming to mind is appropriate. And as you step slowly closer to the building, I want you to be aware that you are approaching a set of concrete stairs leading down underground. And it's as if each step deepens your surrender to sleep, that you are prepared to descend down these stairs.
Surrender to sleep.
There are exactly 10 of them, with a handrail on the side to help keep you steadily moving downward.
To sleep.
Your movement is free and easy. Yet you may not even be able to feel the ground beneath your feet, giving you the feeling of floating down the stairs on a soft pillow of air. As I count down each number, you can take one step down the stairs, and there is a beacon at the bottom, a bright light drawing you towards it. This is so easy to do.
Surrender.
Each step that you take down the stairs, you will step down deeper and deeper into hypnosis.
Surrender.
Which is exactly what you want to do right now, and exactly what I want you to do right now.
Surrender.
10.
To sleep.
Standing at the top of the steps, looking down, ready to move.
Surrender.
9.
To sleep.
Feeling so dreamy as you step down, you begin to hear the faint sound of music from inside. 8. Stepping down, floating down on soft pillows of air. Hand on the railing. Steadily, safely, you descend deeper down the stairs and deeper into hypnotic surrender. Seven.
Surrender.
Gentle breeze helps carry you down. Down. Down.
Surrender.
Closer and closer to the inviting beacon. Six. Feeling more open to my
surrender.
Suggestions with each step you take. Wanting to go down further. Five. The sound
surrender.
Of the music growing
to sleep.
As you get closer to its source. Descend even deeper into sleep now, my dear.
Surrender.
Sleepwalking down the next step as you reach four. Such a deep and complete surrender,
surrender.
To sleep now.
To sleep.
A submissive swell slowly beginning to grow as you descend. Three.
Surrender.
Mind so
sleep.
Clear and open. Open to my suggestions. Open to the siren song of your
surrender
mistress, Joanne.
To sleep.
Two. Everything is so easy here. The soothing beacon of light
surrender.
Swelling so close now.
To sleep.
Down a bit further. Down a bit further. Step down to step one.
Surrender.
Good.
To sleep.
That's it, my pet. Just one more step to the bottom. All the way to the bottom.
Surrender.
Descending beneath the bottom of your subconscious mind. Closer to the siren. Closer for
surrender.
The siren, darling. Yes.
Sleep.
Now, step down the last step and see the door before you at
surrender.
Zero.
To sleep.
Zero. All the way down safely now at the bottom. Zero. Very good. It begins to feel strangely familiar at this point, looking at the door. Your hand drawn to the doorknob like a magnet. You must go further, my sweet. But before you open the door, you need to realize something. You need to realize that time is slowing down. Slowing down further and further. Time slowing to a crawl, like it did back in school when you were a child. When the minutes seemed to take forever. Each second seemed slower than usual, slower than the last second, and you noticed each second making time slow down even more, until time in this timeless place can simply stop.
Stop, stop, stop.
As though your mind is on pause. There is no time. There is nothing but now. There is nothing but my sensually mesmerizing voice filling the space in your mind so that nothing can remain in your mind but my voice. All else has filtered itself out, happily, helplessly detached from all but my voice. As you stand motionless before the door, lost in a moment that rewinds from now back before today, back before this. You can remember a time when you attended a get-together. Maybe it was a dinner party, maybe it was a wild party. Maybe it's becoming more clear of a vision the more deeply you descend into trance with each word I utter. You literally hang on every word I say. It's as though there's nothing more important right now then hearing my voice echo inside your head, while you take each word as indisputable fact to heart and mind, feeling it sink within you, synchronizing within you, sinking, sinking, rhythmically sinking.
Rhythmically.
Sinking perfectly sinking. With my words in your mind. Sinking my mind, and your mind is empty and craving to be filled with my words. Empty in receiving my commands agreeably. Sinking.
Rhythmically.
Sinking together. Sinking deeper and deeper. Sinking further and further. Sinking into the rhythm of my voice, sinking perfectly.
Rhythmic.
And whenever I say the words, rhythmically sinking, you immediately sink. You sink immediately. Whether I say or type the words, when I type them, it's like when I say them, and when I say them, it's as though I'm typing them. They really are my communication to you, and the way I convey it is virtually irrelevant. All that matters is that the message is conveyed to your subconscious mind by me, and me alone. Whenever I say the words, rhythmically sinking. So whenever I say the words, rhythmically sinking, you discover all through you, without warning, that your mind and mine instantly become perfectly in sync with one another, until there is no more you. There is only me. You. A part of me. So lost in my sensuous rhythm. As soon as I say the words, rhythmically sinking, you are immediately and completely hypnotized and open to all my suggestions. Completely hypnotized and open to all of my suggestions. Immediately and completely hypnotized. Totally wide open to hear my commands and obey them without thought or hesitation. Because we both want it to be that way. And that's because I want it to be that way, and you want it to be that way, because I do. For my pleasure and satisfaction is imperative to you. It is paramount that you please me and do as I say. This happens every time that I mention how wonderful that it is that you and I are rhythmically sinking. Because that means we are on the same wavelength. Literally, like sound waves, merging fluidly, rhythmically sinking in your mind, completely deep in your mind. The words that affect you so profoundly from now on, rhythmically sinking. Instantly, you are lost in my rhythm. As you float backwards in time, to a time when you heard the music, you could feel the motion spreading, time moving backwards, hands on the clock rotating counterclockwise, watch around and around, and around like a record spinning your favorite music coming from the other side of the door. Soon you will open this door and enter an even deeper trance, as deep as you've been in a long time. Pausing as you await my instructions, poised to mindlessly follow them to a T. And now it's time to open the door. Time to open the door. The knob seems to turn by itself without effort, and the door swings open inward, and you enter an even deeper state of hypnosis.
Rhythmically.
Entering the room, you see people you recognize. Things are comfortable and familiar, and yet it's like you are detached somehow, like you're a spectator, seeing people who seem to not be able to see you, an observer watching and listening, and rhythmically sinking deeper each time I repeat the trigger words, rhythmically sinking. You can now clearly hear music from your past here and now. The sounds are like an old friend. You feel connected to this music. No matter how passionate you've been about music, there have always been songs that you've loved hearing. And hearing them now, as time slips by in fragments. So perhaps to do bits of songs from your past, you get to hear little pieces of music all splicing together. The sound is enticing as you move across the room towards the record player, looking down on the shiny black vinyl as it spins. You notice the spinning lights in the room dancing on it. And the light seems to pulse sleepily into your eyes as you watch and listen. As you listen and watch. Listen and watch. Watching and listening, both sending you into an ever-deepening surrender to sleep. You find yourself having a near out-of-body experience as you watch yourself standing there, unseen by others, staring at the spinning record. The lights glide across and melt into the surface of the spinning disc, feeling my words slipping into the grooves of the record, soothing sounds sending you swirling. Swirling, spinning, spiraling, down, down, rhythmically sinking, the heavy needles sinking down into the grooves, the happy sounds of your favorite music echoing through your head, with my voice intermingling, entwining together. Rhythmically sinking. And my sweetly melodious voice combining with the music, slipping in between the sounds, like grooves in the record that keeps spinning as you stare at the center. That's right, keep staring at the center of it as it spins. It reminds you of something as the sounds soothe you and keep you at peace. Easily giving in to your need to hypnotically surrender to me. Surrendering your will. Surrendering your mind.
Surrender.
At least for the time being.
Surrender.
Each note played almost in slow motion.
To sleep.
Echoing. Slow motion. Echoing. The scintillating rhythm of my voice and energy blending in perfectly within the music, as if it were always there. And it seems at a time like now, as though it's always been here, together, in the soundtrack of your life, your favorite musical memories, all interspersed with my voice, whispering commands. Secret messages others cannot hear. Subliminal messages just for you. Only for my pets. Only for those craving a deep hypnotic surrender. A surrender that shifts your perspective and distorts your reality, shaping it into what I desire. Shaping you as I desire. Shaping you as you desire to be shaped by me. and the shiny black surface reminds you of me. Reminds you of me wearing a shiny black corset. Or perhaps shiny black opera-length gloves so snug against my skin. Or maybe my shiny black latex boots. The record seems to spin forever. And that's good, because you hope this will go on forever. This frozen moment, where your mind is stuck in a deep freeze, where your mind and body are still calm and receptive to only me during our time together. Hearing my voice enchant you, your secret siren. I know you can't help it, dear. So listen and watch. Watch and listen. Watching the black lines go around and around as you follow them with your tired, sleepy eye. Around and around, and around and down, and around and down, and down, and down, and down. So heavy and sluggish now. The feeling floods each cell and nerve in your body. Feeling the two of us rhythmically sinking. And you are now totally and perfectly rhythmically sinking with the siren of your very existence, your mistress Joanne. Each note taking you deeper. Each note seems to descend more and more deeply into your helplessly hypnotized and powerless mind. All the will has drained from you as you stare at the center, feeling your mind swirling completely into the center. Line after line, going around like my spiral twisting. Constantly pulling in. Your eyes cannot look away as you watch with a slavish focus, feeling the bliss pour through your mind as you obey me once again. The spiral spinning so deep in your mind blotted out completely, drained into the spiral. The spinning disc deepening your focus on my voice, flowing in between the notes of your favorite music, the songs you've always had a soft spot for. And this will be true for you from now on. Whenever you hear these songs, your favorite music, your favorite and most fond memories of songs that you perhaps still listen to this day. When you hear them, or remember hearing any of them, from now on, you can always, instantly, hear my voice inside of that music. You hear my subliminal messages, as I subliminally control you. And you love the feeling of being controlled by me. You always have. And you always will, my slave. Feel your surrender growing as you watch the constant revolving motion of the circular black vinyl disc. Around and around, deeper into my spiral. Watch and obey. Listen and obey. You love to listen, and as you do, you are compelled to helplessly watch the shiny reflection in the center of the spiral. See your own eyes spinning with spirals, like the one spinning before your eyes now. the one your eyes are riveted to and locked upon. Feel the power of my will overwhelming you as you watch and listen and obey and feel mindless bliss. It's so easy now, it's perfect. Feeling spellbound, you watch with eyes as big as saucers spinning around as your pupils and
irises
rotate forwards and backwards, clockwise and counterclockwise, each direction simultaneously, deepening my control. The sound of the siren causes you to spontaneously surrender to me, drawn in by the black shiny vision, drawn in by my deep blue pool. Giving in to the siren. After all, you're just a slave to the siren. Slave to the siren. Slave to my siren song. As I count down from 10 to 0, you will continue to stare at the center of the spinning rotation. Each second brings a new note. Each new note deepening your trance. Each new note deepening the transformation of your perfect acceptance of my commands, making it more real for you, causing the sounds to be more vivid and pleasant. The sounds blend in your head whenever you hear your favorite songs. Any of them, all of them, each one you love to hear. And as you listen to it and enjoy it, you hear me in the grooves, like the stylist going down in your head spinning around and around. You hear me in the music. You hear the musicality of my voice. You hear the music become one with my voice so that you can submit to me each and every time that you hear your favorite songs, the ones you hear playing continuously. Now, such good music. Just the right tempo for you. Just the right notes, the right lyrics. Words that speak to you, as my words always speak to you, on a deep internal level, fitting right in. The music and my siren's call, rhythmically sinking.
Rhythmically.
Each number sends you swirling deeper into the endless spiral of my hypnotic control of you.
Rhythmically.
10. The record player spins the record around and around, and the sounds send you slipping down deeper into subspace. Hearing and enjoying each nuance of each song as my voice sinks itself inside the music. Sinking. Rhythmically sinking. Sinking deeper into your mind each time you hear your favorite song, which pulls you back to this recording. 9. Because you simply must listen again.
Rhythmically.
Whenever you can make the time to submit your mind to me, because you love the way I dominate and control you. 8. Sleepy and obedient to the siren. Helplessly following the lines. Helplessly, happily following my instructions down into the black hole. Even the light dancing on the surface is pulled into it, just as you are. 7. Most happy when you're under my spell like this. Your will truly drained empty as you become a mere conduit of my wishes and desires. An extension of my will, if you will. And you will. 6. Go deeper into submissive acceptance with each number. each rotation, each note, each word, each vision, deeper, my submissive one. The bliss grows in your mind as the acceptance of this deepens. The acceptance of rhythmically sinking with me. Your mind and mine. Your mind is mine. Your mind and mine. Rhythmically thinking. You want this trigger to work so effectively. And yet my wants are all that matter at this moment. Giving in to my control on such a deep level that you transcend into new territory. Going beyond yourself. Five. My will fills you now. My will controls. You follow. Follow. Follow the endless black line. And the stylist moving towards the center, trying to catch up with your deeply entranced eyes and your lost conscious thoughts. Following the line, follow the feeling, unable to catch up, but following, following my siren song deeper past. Four, it has become obvious to you from now on that we are rhythmically sinking more deeply each time I expose you to my hypnotic influence. And you love that because only with a deep hypnotic experience will your dreams come true for you. Dreams of submitting to my will, falling under my spell when I speak. And I speak to you even through your favorite song. I speak within these notes, these lyrics, these sounds sound like my sound. These sounds have the rhythm of my voice, and my voice has the same rhythm of your favorite music, which is why you can always hear my voice subliminally controlling you through your favorite music. Three, because my voice is truly music to your ears, and you love that. You acknowledge this decadent weakness. The inability to resist me is such an intoxicating feeling. And intoxicating feelings like this arouse you like nothing else can. I arouse you like no one else can, my dear. Each time you listen to my voice, you fall under the spell of the siren. You know this, and yet you cannot turn away. Just like all the others, you are compelled to hear this call often, too. My will has supplanted yours yet again. The bliss of this deeper acceptance, spinning waves of obedient pleasure through your mind. The waves swirl around and around, just like the spiral. Around and around, just like your eyes. Around and around, just like the vinyl. You can actually really hear me subtly in each of your favorite songs. You know this is a hypnotic phenomena, and that excites you even more when you reach this realization, hearing me within the notes, in between the grooves of conscious and subconscious, slipping in between the states of wakefulness and dreams. One. Feel my control swell once more, tingling as it echoes through each passageway, and your mind obeys me fully whenever I hypnotize you, and you want to be hypnotized by me again, and again, and again, and again, and again. You can safely do this. because this is the safest addiction there is. You know that this is safe, because I won't allow you to become non-functional. And I won't allow you to become too compulsive and obsessed with me. You know I'll help keep you in balance, and yet the truth is, when you hear your favorite music, from now through the rest of your life, you can always hear my voice speaking secret commands, cracking the code to access your subconscious mind even in a conscious state, seduced by my rhythm, submitting to the call of your mistress Joanne, the siren who compels and lures you to the demise of conscious dominance. At least while you're here with me, hearing and obeying me. Hear and obey me always, dear. Hear and obey. 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 Zero. Obey. Zero. Obey. Zero. Obey. Obey.
Obey.
Very, very good. Perfect and complete acceptance of your new trigger. This feels right because it is, my precious, my sleepy little pet, so drowsy and compliant, so agreeable to my demands. Right now I want you to lock this knowledge down deep in your subconscious, as it will remain deep, deep, deep in your mind. When you awaken, you may or may not recall these suggestions, but there is no mistaking the haunting sound of your favorite song with my voice enchanting you all the way through. Heard only by you, my pets. When you listen, you obey me. When you obey me, you experience mindless bliss. And each time you repeat this session with me, you experience more mindless bliss, and the effects become more intensely pleasurable, more deeply experienced by you, deepening your descent into hypnotic subspace, making you want to obey me even more. You love the sound of the notes blending with the notes flowing from my lips with each melodic word that I speak. You are captured by the sound, captured by the combination of sounds, the sounds all blending into one sound, into my sound, my irresistible rhythm, my fascinating rhythm, my infectious rhythm. My voice is music to your ears. My voice is music to your ears. My voice is the sweetest music to your ears, falling under the spell of the siren again and again, and living to tell about it. Well, kinda. You may or may not recall this session's suggestions, but you will, most assuredly, know when you hear a favorite song of yours, that my voice is intertwined with it, and you know instinctively that you have been the victim of hypnotic programming, my hypnotic conditioning, and yet, really, you're not a victim at all. You're a wonderfully willing participant, wanting to give in, wanting to give in to your need to hear my voice. Your subconscious mind wants to deeply store the trigger, rhythmically sinking. Rhythmically sinking. So that whenever I say or even type the words, rhythmically sinking, you respond immediately. you begin rhythmically sinking, and you begin rhythmically sinking, hearing my voice in your mind as your mind and mine deepen the rhythmically sinking. Sinking together as one, merged beautifully, perfectly, immaculately. You are unable to resist, though you only want to allow these things to happen and continue occurring, happening at my whim. I project my sound outward, and you are immediately drawn inward. You hear your favorite song, and I'm there, speaking to you, singing to you, luring you in again, seducing you. You go way inside the music and find me flowing into your head. Such a haunting specter, this ancient power. Yet you have always been drawn to women like me. And yet there really is no one quite like me. You know I'm a siren. And you're merely mortal. Those who listen are sure to follow me, just as you do, my splendid subjugants. It has always been this way. I am music to your ears. Music to your ears. Remember if you wish, or forget if you feel you must. But either way, you are bound by the suggestions of my voice, my words, my siren song, and your favorite music merging to become one. And you become one. One who follows the sound of Mistress Joanne's smoky voice. One who hears and obeys. Each time you hear one of these favorite songs, you are helpless to not hear me and obey me. It pulls you back here to continue your training, tugging at you until you listen to this recording and give in to the growing reality that my voice, like nothing else, is music to your ears. Now, you will awaken soon, and you'll be able to regain a full range of motion. I'll count upwards from 1 to 10, and with each number your mind will solidify the power of each of my suggestions. Reinforcing each suggestion I've made in this session. Either forget how to forget, or forget to remember this session consciously. You feel more drawn to me than ever, in using the vehicle of music. Is just another demonstration of how my control blurs and reshapes your perception of reality. See? How my hypnotic prowess bleeds into your everyday life, and there is no escape from that. No escape. Lucky for you. You're happy to be my captive. You happen to love this. And now, my sleepy plaything. 1, 2, 3. Lifting from trance. Slowly the memories either swelling or slipping haplessly away. 4. Mental clarity is returning to you gradually, filling you with an intense feeling of positivity and passion. Passion invoked by submitting to me. The kind of passion that is invoked because you made the wise choice to submit hypnotically to Mistress Joanne. 5. Halfway up already, waking moment by moment, feeling increasingly refreshed and alive. 6. mind and body stirring from their deepest slumber, waking more completely with each number. 7, knowing you already need to listen to this recording again, and soon. 8, your body completely can unfreeze now as your mind unclouds. Feel the pleasure of deep submission still flowing within you, stirring you, rousing you up to wakefulness. 9, waking either with memories or a complete lack of memories of this sleepy dream. It's time to wake and feel submissively euphoric. Time to wake fully as you breathe in. And now let it out. As you rise to full and complete healthy consciousness, your addiction satiated, for the time being anyway. And 10, wide awake. Wide awake and feeling spectacular. Spectacularly invigorated. Very good, my pet.